and we'll go from there.
Okay. Right on.
How did the band get started?
Well, the band got started back in 1992. There were three other members in Nashville, 94. Then it kind of broke up for a little while, getting married, family issues, all kinds of stuff. Just growing up in general. And I had like 15 songs that I wrote with a drummer. And he no longer plays, but he's still part of the band. He's a big part of it. His name is Mad Dog Mark McHugh. And I just decided to put the project back together. I got a... back in 2004. This is A. Steve, my daughter's boyfriend, actually. I seen him playing some blues, and I said, wow, this guy is going to be great in metal. So I put him along the band, and then Leash. We've known Leash for a long time. An ex of hers used to be a band member in one of our bands, me and Lee. And she plays bass, and she just fits in. She's metal, you know, and that's what we're all about. Hardcore metal.
Awesome. All right. Sorry about that. My son keeps coming in here screaming, so I have to keep shooing him out. And it's getting frustrating. Okay, what kind of music do you guys play?
What? I'll call old school thrash metal, classic thrash metal.
Awesome.
You know, back like when Fab Savio and Slayer, Exodus, Anthrax, you know. Slayer is all of our favorite band. I'm a big Slayer fan for a long time, and Exodus, Testament, stuff like that, you know, but
you can only really say it one way. It's just like, Slayer! Slayer! Yeah. You know, we all come from that background, and, you know, we see that music's changed a lot. It's like this new type of metal where everybody's in like drop C or drop A, and they're just Cookie Monstering it out or screaming at the top of their lungs, and we just want to play the old school thrash that we once grew up with, you know, and we think that the kids these days, they deserve to hear that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, there's a lot of kids are listening to it. I know my sons are 21 years old, and all their friends on their iPod, they got all the old school metal because, you know, their parents, you know, Listen to it. You know, I'm significantly older, one in the band, and I tell you, I'm surprised that the kids are listening to a lot of the classic metal. I mean, my son's a love Slayer, you know, 18, 21 years old, and it's just seeing how that music was timeless, and it's just how the new generation is digging it. I didn't like the new metal. I kept an open ear for it when it first came out, but it played itself out, you know, my opinion, you know.
Right.
You know, just the same, you know, the same old machine gun rest, and I just put that drive, and we just get in the car, you know, and put the CD in, and get in the car, and just racing down the highway, just cruising, you know, driving energy, you know, dynamics, progressive, you know, and that, you know, and sometimes just in your face, flash, you know, just real quick, short songs, like S.O.D. back in the day, you know, that's pretty much what we're about.
Awesome, okay. Go ahead and introduce all the band members and tell us what each one of you guys do.
Bass Steve, do beat guitar. I'm Drew, I do vocals and rhythm guitar.
Drums of the Thomas, drums, backing vocals.
Leash, bass player, backing vocals.
Yeah, she just didn't know that she was backing vocals yet, but she did.
Hey, surprises are always good. Okay, how has your fan response been?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
How has the fan response been?
It's been pretty good, actually. We're starting to see that there's a little bit of buzz about our music, and we're happy about it, because that's what we want to bring. We want to bring the old school thrash back, the time where people, they didn't go mosh to beat the crap out of somebody, they're actually moshing to the beat, and they're moving to the music, because it made you move that way, and if you slam into somebody, you pick them up. It was that old school kind of thrash.
Definitely. Now, I remember those days. Now, it's like, they're out to kill each other. It's like crazy.
Yep.
I had a slave show years ago to Clash of the Titans, and Tana Ray stopped in the middle of the song, and I had telling people to pick, you see somebody fall, pick them up, we're going to have fun, and I'm trying to kill each other,
Right.
That's all good.
Okay. How did you guys come up with the band name?
Well, I came up with it a long time ago, and it's the Vital Pains. It's the Vital Pains of Life and Death in the world today. That's basically what it is. All the music, we're putting out two CDs in September and then one in October, and they link up together, and all the songs, they're basically about the New World Order and everything afterwards. You know, it's a history lesson that hasn't happened yet. And that's basically what it's about. It's about all the pains that everybody's going to go through all of it.
Nice. Who writes the majority of the music and the lyrics?
Oh, I wrote most of the riffs and the lyrics. And then also Mad Dog Mark McHugh, who was the old drummer for Vital Pain. He came up, I would say, with half the lyrics for a lot of Vital Pain music now. And A. Steve, he's come up with all the solos. Everything that we're rehashing right now, and they're phenomenal. Drumzilla, he's coming up with drums that were never in the song, and Leash, she's bringing her own style of bass to the mix, and it's metal, and I couldn't be more happy to be with anybody else. This is the best band I've ever been a part of.
Okay. Do you have any previous CDs before these two that you're going to release?
We have a tape from 1994 called Poison by the Government, an 11 song tape. If anybody has it, there is no more copy, but that's it. You got it.
If they have it, they're lucky.
Yeah.
Alright, tell us a little bit about the song that we have, The Cursed World.
Well, it's about, basically about the nuclear holocaust, the governments and wars and how to create panic in the streets because of a nuclear holocaust. People will be looking for food, they'll be fighting, there'll be anarchy, and it's basically the beginning of the fall.
Alright. Besides Slayer, who are some of your musical influences?
Pantera.
There you go.
Yeah, Pantera, Dream Theater, Anthrax,
Megadeth, S.O.D., E.R.I., Chromex,
Testament,
Rush.
Did you say Exodus and Overkill?
Yeah, Exodus and Overkill.
Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah, mostly.
What is that?
The best of the heavy. The best of the heavy.
The best of the heavy, yeah. I can definitely see a lot of old school stuff in there, so that's awesome. What is the band like when you guys play live?
We're going to be playing at June 8th at the Full Moon Saloon for Heavy Fest, Homegrown Roots presentation. For the eight other bands, it's going to be us, Vital Pain, Aunt Stella's Ashes, Atomic Fate,
what's your name?
Yeah, I can't up with all of them. I had Steel Gypsy. There's a few of them. We also have a Pit in Jacksonville, Sumerian Records Showcase coming up on June 23rd.
This is my birthday.
Woohoo! Yeah. Now, we're actually going there to play to hopefully impress them so we can get on the Mayhem Fest in Georgia.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
An awesome birthday present.
So anybody that wants to see us play freaking the Pit in Jacksonville, if you're out in Jacksonville, or you want to go out to Jacksonville, they're $15 a ticket. You pay $20 a ticket, just get in touch with us, and the more people we get together with $20, the bigger van we can rent. And we can take you.
I've actually been to the Pit before. That was a while back. So I know a little bit about the Pit.
Yeah.
So. Okay, do you have any touring coming up in the future, or just local shows here and there?
Well, when our CD release is coming out, we're planning on setting up a show for a CD release at the Haven in Orlando. We're going to do that, and we're going to play everywhere we're playing right now. We're going to play again.
Right.
And October we'll have the second CD release, and then that's when we're going to start planning for maybe a tour, maybe for the East Coast, maybe for some festivals out of the country. We're going to try to look into some bigger things so we can actually enjoy the music that we play, that we've been doing our whole life.
Now, you guys are from Daytona Beach, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. How's the scene in Daytona?
What scene?
We're not trash talking the place, no. But this is the place to come play for Bike Week or Biketoberfest, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
like the Full Moon Tune, it's a festival. There's a reason it's happening, you know? But otherwise, this is the... We're trying not to play here unless it's Bike Week or Biketoberfest.
Yeah, I didn't know of any other bands in Daytona. That's why I was wondering how the scene was there. It's like,
The metal bands here are phenomenal. There's a lot of old school thrash here. A lot of metal bands, and they're awesome. And they don't get recognized because you get kind of stuck in the same town.
Right. Yeah, it seems to be happening. I know we used to have a pretty decent scene here in Ocala, and it died for a while, but now it seems like it's happening again, so that's always a plus.
We played it 2 years ago in our fast band, Drew and I had come there, and we were going to find a major player at O'Malley's Island a couple of times.
Oh, okay.
That was a pretty fun place.
Yeah, and actually, we got a few fans out in Ocala, and they're awesome. I mean, you guys do have a great music scene out there. We were supposed to play a metal fest, and just, like, unfortunate events, I don't know why, we kind of were, like, kicked off the bill. We don't even know why. I don't know. We just hear there's a lot of recycling going on over there.
I don't know. I thought you guys still were playing it.
Yeah, no, we got our booter off. We don't really know why, but a lot of people were looking forward to seeing us. We were looking forward to coming there, but so we're waiting on a call back, and we'll probably be playing on Mallory's Alley sometime in July.
Okay, well, definitely let us know when, and if it's a Saturday, we'll have to come and check you guys out.
Sounds great.
Yeah, Fridays are kind of tough because we don't really have anyone to watch the boy, so... But Saturdays we usually can leave him with my parents, so... Anyways,
When do you post this up? How does that work?
The interview is on the radio station now on animosityradio.com. It's playing live.
Oh, okay.
And it will be on the website, and I will also put it on my website, and it will be aired again on one of my shows, so it gets exposure.
Awesome.
Cool.
All right. I'm going to ask you kind of like a really... fun question, I guess you could say. Everyone usually has fun with this, but if you weren't in the band, what do you think you would be doing?
Absolutely nothing. No, I don't know. MMA, sports.
You know, integrating software into simulators.
Surfing,
wow.
I don't know. I can't, I've never imagined my life without playing.
I don't know, I was just playing my guitar, man. This is my first real band, so I knew what I was doing. It wasn't a band.
I'd just be dry cleaning, that's what I do every day anyway. Dry cleaning me.
She's got the most awesome job. She gets to tell people off when they don't like their clothes. Awesome.
There you go. And what does the future hold for the band?
We're just going to play a lot of shows, and we're going to play heavy. You know, we're going out there to, I don't know, bash people in their faces with our medals.
Yes.
Play as many shows and just see if people like it. Come out and have fun with it.
Yeah.
It's all about just having fun, you know. I'm trying to say it to be nice, but, you know, if I had a good job making money, I'd still be doing the same thing. It's just because it's my recreation.
Yeah. We just want to enjoy playing the heaviest we can play, and that's pretty much it.
Playing music I grew up listening to.
That's definitely the way to go. You know, you don't want to really get into it for the money. You want to do it because you like to.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead and give us some URLs so people can go and check you guys out.
You can check us out at ReverbNation/VitalPain. Check us out. Just go to Facebook, look up Vital Pain. Go to Google, type in Vital Pain. It'll be the first thing that pops up. You can find them. So that's it. Just put Vital Pain in. You'll find them. That's it.
Awesome. And I want to thank you guys for being here on this interview. It was
great.